Pope John Paul has installed 31 new cardinals in a solemn ceremony in Rome's St. Peter's Square. Today's consistory was the culmination of a week of events marking the 25th anniversary of John Paul as Pope. The appointment of the new princes of the Church is perhaps the last chance the ailing 83-year-old Pope will have to influence the group of men who will choose his successor. There are now 194 members of the College of Cardinals, 135 of whom are eligible to vote in a conclave. All but five have been named by Pope John Paul. NPR's Silvia Poggioli is in Rome. What was the ceremony like?
Well, it was a very colorful ceremony. The steps of the basilica were carpeted with flowers, and seen from above, the square really looked kind of like a patchwork quilt. There was the purple of all the bishops, and then the scarlet robes of the cardinals. And as now has become a habit in John Paul's illness, he sat at the altar on his custom-made wheelchair as he handed out the red beretta, the red hat, to the new cardinals. He can no longer walk. His voice is very shaky. He's often out of breath, and again today, as happened on Sunday during the ceremony for the beatification of Mother Teresa, his homily was read out by someone else.
How do these new appointments affect the makeup of the College of Cardinals?
Well, it doesn't really change things very much in terms of doctrinal tendencies. Most of the new cardinals share the Pope's concern for poverty in the Third World. They share the same ideas on the issues of social justice, as well as his conservative stand on doctrine. Another pattern that has been set by the Pope has been the further globalization of the College of Cardinals. It now has a very, very broad geographical representation. 59 countries are represented, and this new group includes cardinals from Sudan, from Ghana, India, Vietnam, and the only American is Justin Regali of Philadelphia. The big novelty is their large number. John Paul shattered the previous limit that had been set by Pope Paul VI of 120 voting age cardinals, which means under 80 years of age. Now, as you said, there are 135, and all but five have been chosen by this pope. Now, one interesting note is that one of the new cardinals was named in pectore. In Latin, that means in the heart. His name is known only to the Pope. In the past, popes have appointed cardinals in pectore from China and other communist countries where the Church is persecuted. Most analysts believe that the new secret cardinal is Bishop Joseph Zen Zekium of Hong Kong.
Some Vatican observers have called today's gathering a dress rehearsal for the next conclave when John Paul's successor will be selected. Any indications of who that might be?
One of the cliches, of course, that's been circulating for years has been that John Paul has stacked the deck of the College of Cardinals and that therefore his successor will be a doctrinal clone. There's a longstanding theory that a conservative pope is always followed by a liberal one and vice versa. But, you know, now that the college is so big, it's very hard to make predictions. To try to understand who could be the next pope, it's best to look at the challenges the church faces. For example, there's the growing rivalry with Islam and Protestant evangelicals in the Third World. There's a demand for greater decentralization and a bigger role for the laity and for women in the church, which is coming from Europe and North America. The largest group of cardinals comes from Europe, almost 50%. But Catholicism in Europe is declining, and the center of gravity has shifted to the Third World, where now 68% of Catholics live in Latin America, in Africa, and Asia. And many analysts say that age will also be an issue. It's unlikely that the cardinals will want another very long papacy like this one.
Now, this pontificate has been one of the longest in church history, and Pope John Paul has consistently selected cardinals who reflect his conservative views.
Yes, in fact, but also, you know, this as this is called now the twilight of John Paul's papacy, so a lot of people, where everybody's analyzing the legacy, and it's a mixed legacy. He's made tremendous progress in relations with other religions, especially with Judaism, and also with Islam. But he also leaves a very divided church internally, and the next pope will have to wrestle both with the divisions within the church as well as the global battle for converts, and so probably the next pope will have to be someone very flexible and a master of compromise.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome.